Sunshines, how are you today? If you were with me last night for a regular Healing Through Hurt talk radio show that aired a little early last night at 7:30, actually, instead of our 9 p.m. time, you know that I was scheduled to be here at 7 a.m. this morning, but I couldn't sleep, so I am here at our regular time. So welcome to Healing Through Hurt talk radio Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall, and for those of you who are keeping up with my health and things like that, I don't feel 100% today, and my head and neck are still giving me problems, but hey, you know what? Once again, I'm here, and of course, I'm still having problems with my voice, so you will excuse me if it goes in and out on you today, but we're going to try to make it through our program. So with that said, let's just get into our quiet place. I hope you're in your favorite easy chair. You're still lying in bed. We only have 27 minutes exactly, so just listen to my voice as we take this journey of stress relief and release. I want you to let everything go. We just have a little less than a half an hour, and this is our time. That's why I love doing the Sunday morning meditation early, because we can try to start off our day and our work week and our week in general on a positive note, because we can let go of all of the baggage we have been pulling around with us all week and last week, and last month, and last year, and for some of us, our entire lives. How many of us have family members who are still complaining about things that happened 40, 30, 20, 50, 60 years ago? They still complain about it like it happened a few minutes ago. It's time to let some things go, and only you will know when you're ready to do that. So we all should be ready now. So as always, lie back, kick your feet up, close your eyes, and let my voice guide you through our journey to stress relief and release. Eyes closed. Let's start off with our deep rest. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Take that fresh, crisp, clean air in as much as you can. Now now exhale. And when you exhale, do it slowly so that you are controlling your breathing. I don't want anyone to have an asthma attack or anything. And I want you to control your breathing. It will help you to control your aura. It'll help you to control everything that happens to you this week. Even if this week shoots daggers at your back and bullets at your chest, you will be in control and you will be able to shield yourself from their harm. So again, inhale. Now exhale. Keep your eyes closed. Just lie back and relax. Just relax. I want you to let it all go. And welcome to all of you who are joining me in the call query and, of course, in the chat room. And for those of you in the chat room, it would appear that I am having trouble launching the chat room right now. I'm going to try to launch a larger view of it. So I'll be in there with you shortly if it works. If not, you give us a call at 646-478-4726 to stay here with me and the show, especially if you're in the chat room as a guest. Guests cannot communicate in the chat room. You'd have to log on with a regular screen name. So if you'd like to participate, you can always call 646-478-4726 and then press the number 1 on your phone to let me know that you'd like to be on air. But again, close your eyes, just relax for a moment, and we're going to get into our inspirational vitamin for this week. Our theme for this week is have a little faith. You know, so many people say that they don't have much time to give, they don't have much money to give, they don't have much of anything. And some, with this new economy that we've been trying to survive through for a while now. So a lot of us don't have a lot, but one thing that we can have in great abundance is prayer and faith. Faith comes for free. You just have to welcome it in. And by the way, for those of you who are here at the beginning, our opening music was from the Reflection CD series. This is the Tai Chi CD. And it is composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. Again, it's the Tai Chi CD. I love having the music playing in the background. And when you listen to the show, feel free to have some of your favorite music playing in the background. Something soothing, something relaxing. Because as I said, 6 a.m. is the perfect time for us to be. Some of our friends on the West Coast are on their way in, and they're about to go to bed. And those of us here on the East Coast, we're about to begin our day. Many of you are about to start preparing to go to your houses of worship. And some of you are preparing to start your daily chores, start breakfast for the family. But right now, so many of us are still asleep. So this is our special time that's made just for you and me, to help to let go of everything that's been holding us down and back for so long. So this week's inspirational vitamin comes from Luke 18:27. But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Let me say that again, Luke 18:27. But he said, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." Just have a little faith. You know, when we have exhausted all of our options here on earth, and that pretty much means depending on man, when we have exhausted all of that, we don't have too much left to hold on to. So faith is always there. Faith is always in our corner. Faith is always there to help propel us forward. and to give us the push that we need to keep going forward. So just have a little faith. And if you had a lot of faith, well, you know, you should be here giving a session on the Sunday morning meditation, because to have so much faith is just the feeling that you have such almost joy, that it just eludes joy, even when you're in the midst of your storm. But everything starts with baby, a baby step. That mighty oak started as a small, tiny seed. Of course, babies, us humans, we started as little, tiny people who had to depend on everyone around us. And at some point, when we reached a certain age, just like the tree, we begin to branch out. The only difference is we as humans, we make the choice of where our branches will take us. We make the choice of where we're going to reach out and what we're going to do. As I told people many times before, after my divorce, I was left penniless, broken. And yet I'm here with you. I'm still attempting to move forward. I'm underpaid. I'm overqualified for work, but I'm working. And for that, I'm thankful. And I even got to that point because I sent a lot of prayers up to God, and I kept my faith, and I'm keeping my faith even now in the midst of my storm. Some mornings I wake up and I know that my entire day I have to usually walk by faith, but some days I'm crawling by faith because I'm hurting physically, mentally, spiritually. But I have never let go of my faith. And just remember, there are things that we cannot see, touch, feel, and they are here. They are here with us when all else fails. Walk by faith. Have a little faith. Take baby steps, and it'll all be all right. Walk by faith. Just lie back. In our minds, we're going to replay all of the hurt from the past week and beyond in some cases. Keep your eyes closed. Keep breathing. Control your breathing. But look back at everything that has caused you heartache and pain and harm in the last week and beyond. And it's time for us, as we're looking at those reflections, to pick up our virtual sledgehammer again. We are about to wield our sledgehammer towards those mirrors that house the reflections of all of the hurt and whatever's in our past that has been holding us back. We are about to lift our hammers, and this is the only time, you know, the old adage say you break a mirror, it's X amount of years of bad luck. But these are virtual mirrors that hold the things from our past that are gone. They don't exist anymore. So it's okay for us to wield our hammers and break those reflections. You walk to the first mirror that has the reflection of the thing that has hurt you the most. And you pick up your hammer and you wield it and you break that mirror. You destroy that reflection of the thing that has hurt you. And you're going to walk through that frame to the next mirror that houses the second most hurtful thing for you. Wield that hammer. And I'm not saying that you can break all of your hurts in one session or one day. Again, walk by faith, take baby steps, but face your fears, face your hurt. So many people may tell you, it's in the past, just forget about it. until that problem is on their plate, they never seem to understand what you are going through. I know I've had plenty of people tell me, it's in the past, just forget about it. But these are scars that I've had to wear and endure my entire life. And I need closure, and I need to heal. And no one can help me do that but me. And you need to put a positive plan in place to help you heal as well. Whatever it takes to help you make it through. There's no shame in going to get professional help if you need it. At one point, I was suffering from depression so badly that I could walk outside on a beautiful, hot, sunny day, and I did not see the brightness of the sun. I saw a gray day. I didn't feel the warmth of its rays on my skin. Everything was cold and dark. I did not eat. My hair was falling out. It was just one day after another. My work environment back then was so hostile that it was killing me from the inside out. And I walked by faith. And I humbled myself and I went to get my help. And, you know, they did some tests where they say, you know, if you're 1 to 18, you're depressed. And I was like, 88 or something crazy. So I was extremely depressed, clinically depressed, or however you want to say it. So I talked to my psychiatrist and I got my medication and I got my body and my chemical balance back together. And I learned so many ways and discovered ways outside of the professional help how to make my world a calmer place. So when I'm inside of the walls of my home, I know how to light my candles and get into a hot bath and meditate and relax. So I had to learn how to take care of and love me. For those of you, when my new book comes out, Silent Noise Lip Service, there's a lot of pieces in there about letting go and learning how to love you again. I had to learn that. And although it's a compilation of so many stories from people, and it still amazes me how many of us share very similar stories in our lives, I'm learning that human beings do a lot of things the exact same way. If you learn human nature, you can pretty much predict how someone is going to respond when you learn their body language, you learn their moods, you learn their personalities. The human is an interesting creature because they do tend to respond the same way. So if, again, you're at that place where your job is killing you, have a little faith, say a lot of prayer, put one foot in front of the other, and move towards changing your environment. And Lord knows, you all know that I'm a survivor of severe domestic violence and marital rape. If you're in that situation, that big house and that pretty car and those lavish gifts and jewelry and all of that do not mean a thing. If you are being dehumanized, disrespected, and hurt. And think about this. If your abuser gets to the point where they kill you, you still will not have the big house, the fancy car, all the jewelry and the clothing. You'll be in the ground, in a small box, by yourself. And in some cases, you'll leave behind your children and other people who loved you dearly. Have a little faith. Start with baby steps. Write down your plan and keep it in a safe place. But baby steps and a little faith goes a very long way. And in the end, you have very large return on that little investment. Have a little faith. 10 minutes we have. In a few moments, I'm going to turn out the show over to our music. But I just want you to lie back and just reflect on some things. Start putting your plan in place of when you're going to take that first step and walk by faith, just a little. And as your steps grow, your faith will grow right along with you. And then you can be here to be that beacon of light for someone else. Just have a little faith. It's all you need to go a very long way in your journey. So as always, before we go, my weekly mantras that I pray each of you enough. I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I even pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around so very long upside down. And do you know that it takes more effort, and it really does pull down your face when you frown opposed to smiling? That frown will start to sag your face and make us look older than we really are. So consider smiling even when you don't feel like it. I do it all the time. And in the end, my day feels so much better. But most of all, I want to pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Just remember, everything that happens in the past is history. And it is just that. It's history. In most cases, it's already caused you the damage. Now you're in recovery mode. So it cannot hurt you any further unless you allow it to. My ordeal with my ex left me penniless and broken. I chose not to remain penniless, broken, lose my house, my vehicles, and everything, and be on the street. So I'm in recovery mode. It's as simple as making a choice of whether or not you want to remain a victim or whether you want to become a survivor. I'm a survivor. It's not easy, but I am a survivor. I refuse to be intimidated or victimized by my ex or anyone else again in this lifetime or any other, if some people believe that we come back. You know, hopefully I'll learn that lesson at birth and carry it with me. But again, little steps, little faith goes a long, long way. And as always, Healing Through Hurt and Healing Through Hurt Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a community-based and IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you ever need to reach us, our number is 202-618-2556. Or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you need to write to me personally, my personal email address is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you'd like to send a personal hard copy letter, you can write to us at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And for those of you on Twitter, we are Wall_Foundation there. Join us there. But most of all, if you really want to keep track of what we're up to and what's going on and all of our upcoming guests for our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show that airs 9 p.m. on Saturday evenings, Eastern Time, U.S., join us on Facebook. We are Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. there on Facebook. That is the best way to keep track. You can also talk to me because I moderate and monitor the Facebook and the Twitter sites personally. And I will probably continue to do that even when my speaking engagement schedule starts to boom next year when I go on the book tour for Silent Noise Lip Service. But I am there. You can send me a private message there. If you'd like to network or invite me out to do a speaking engagement at your event or with your group, just contact me. I want to reach the world, literally. And it is on my list, too. leave the United States and touch the world, because I have listeners all over the world. And I personally am still in shock and awe of how many people send me beautiful notes from all over the world, telling me their stories, sharing their pain, sharing their positive outlook on life, even though they're in some countries where we look down and we wonder how they can do it. I do too at times, but you know what? Each day I thank God that the situation that I had to go through, because had I not gone through my ordeal with my narcissistic, sociopathic ex-husband, there never would have been a Healing Through Hurt or Sunday morning meditation. Yes, I had a talk show, but it was nothing like it is now. And I would not have touched so many people in such a positive way throughout the world. I would have touched people, but it would have been something different. And I feel as though this is where I was meant to be. And in order for me to have gotten here, I had to go through my storm. So when I speak, I'm speaking from the heart, because I'm right here with each and every one of you. And if each of you has encouraging words for me, feel free to share them, because I'm still far from being healed myself. So this is a journey that we're taking together. Just you, me, and our faith, and a whole lot of prayers from folks all over the world, and prayers from me for you, and hopefully some from you for me too. So with that said, we're going to turn the music over to the Tai Chi CD, and I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I hope that our time together has helped you to let it go. Let it go. And tell me how you felt this week. Send me an email. Drop me a message. Give me a call. I want to hear from you. Let's make this movement as big as we possibly can. Thank you so much, Sunshines. Keep spreading your rays of light all over the world. And remember to smile even when you do not feel like it, because the person who you smile towards, that may be the best thing that they will have all day. So you never know. It's the little things that we never think about that mean so much to perfect strangers, and sometimes to those that we know. But I've had more perfect strangers walk up to me and compliment me on my smile. So again, my sunshines, keep shining. And I'll see you back here again next Sunday for our Sunday morning meditation. And remember to join me on Saturday evenings for our regular schedule, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio show. We have a great up next week. So join me, 9 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, and I'll see you back here again next week. This is Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. Have a wonderful remainder of your Sunday, and have a wonderful week. Put your armor and shield on, and carry your sword of faith, prayer, close by as well. Until then, be well. anytime you need that boost, just remember, all of our shows are here in the archives. Anytime you need that special boost, just come back. Let my words, let my voice guide you on our journey to stress relief and release. Nobody promised that life would always be easy. If life were that easy, we'd never learn anything. We'd never grow. So, just remember, I'm walking this journey with you. I'm not going to tell you anything just because I think you want to hear it. I'm compelled and guided to tell you what you need to hear. Until next time, my beautiful, beautiful sunshines, you make this the best day and week that you can, by whatever means necessary. You know, I did a show not too long ago where I told some people that you have some people that try to just antagonize you at work or in your life. Just step back. Keep silent, because there's power in the silence. Or just smile and walk away. Not only will it give you that sense of satisfaction, but it totally confuses them, because their whole reason for bothering you is to get a rise out of you, to help validate how they treat you. So just remember, that smile goes a long, long way, and self-control helps to propel you even further. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Make this the best week possible. And remember, I'm just an email, message, or phone call away. Until next time, this is Maria Wall, praying each of you enough.